Iraq begins its first full week with a new currency today. Iraqis started swapping old dinars for newly printed ones last Wednesday. One of the American officials who helped initiate the currency exchange is Peter McPherson, a former U.S. Deputy Treasury Secretary. McPherson says the currency exchange will go a long way toward fixing Iraq's numerous monetary problems.
In the north, in the Kurd areas, there is what is called the Swiss currency. Currency had been printed up there for a long time and is literally falling apart. In the rest of the country, the so-called Saddam dinar essentially only has two denominations, one worth about 12 cents, one worth about $5. And to do business in a country with a dime and a $5 bill just isn't functional.
What other challenges did you have in coming out with a new dinar?
This is not unlike the swap of the euro several years ago for all the old currencies in the euro area in Europe. It's a big job to get all over the country, 250 sites, have it be secure, have people understand what they're supposed to do. A big job and challenging in the most stable situation.
American dollars have been used in Iraq over the last few months. What is that going to do to the legitimacy of the new currency?
Well, they've been used from the very time immediately after the war. In fact, there were some dollars in the market even before the war, as best I can determine. The decision to have a new currency, which was made before there was a governing council because of the economic pressure to do so, I think reflected the coalition provisional authorities' commitment to have an Iraqi currency, not have the dollar as the currency of the country.
How are the new dinars physically different from the old ones? But they don't have Saddam's picture on them, do they?
They don't have Saddam's picture on it. They have a likeness to the so-called Swiss dinar used in the Kurdish areas up north, which are old Babylon ancient kinds of scenes, temples and that kind of thing. Remember, this was Nebuchadnezzar's part of the world.
What steps did your team in Iraq take towards stabilizing the Iraqi economy?
Well, we were worried about the Saddam dinar collapsing in the nature of what happened in Germany after World War I. The wheelbarrow full of dinars that could buy a half a loaf of bread or something. So we began paying salaries of 1.3 million employees in June of this year. And the first payment of those salaries was, in fact, made with the Saddam dinar. It was a little controversial, but I think in retrospect, it was one of the better earlier decisions made, because since that time, the Saddam dinar, while fluctuating, and fluctuating a lot, actually, it has never lost its fundamental value.
So how would you assess the current state of the Iraqi economy?
Oh, I think it's flat, more activity, a lot of retail activity, just thriving retail activity. Production has a long way to go. This is the usual state of post-war economies. It doesn't recover quickly, so you need to have a safety net, which we have in place so people can avoid extreme hardship, and you need to take the right economic policy changes and put them in place. And over time, history shows these things will recover.
Peter McPherson recently returned from Iraq, where he served as financial coordinator for the U.S.-led occupation force. He is president of Michigan State University.